listener production.
Wall Street stumbles to finish the week.
And Aussie shares expected to edge higher on Monday ahead of a week that includes inflation data.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Monday the 25th of March. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Ryan, it was a very important week last week for US markets, and the conclusion was something of a damp squib. The NASDAQ didn't do too badly, but it was up by only 0.2%. The S&P 500 eased by 0.1%. The Dow Jones down by around 0.1%. But then I suppose what flatters the performance is the way that those markets went over the course of the five-day period. The NASDAQ actually did quite well. It was up by almost 3%, 2.9%, 2.3% for the S&P 500 in weekly terms, 2.1% thereabouts for the Dow Jones. So in a two-week window where you have had elevated CPI numbers, you've had a Fed that has been prepared to look at the bigger picture and predict that rate cuts will fall quite considerably over the remaining part of this year. How do you see this market now?
Well, the Fed basically told investors what they want to hear last week. So it appears that the Federal Reserve is going to tolerate higher inflation than their 2% target. That was clear based on the forecasts and also the conversation with Jerome Powell last week. What we did see was the best week for the S&P 500 in 2024. So In fact, it was the biggest weekly gain for the S&P 500 since mid-December. The NASDAQ was up 2.9%, as you mentioned. That was the biggest weekly jump since mid-January. So what we have seen also, Tom, is a broadening out of the share market too. So a lot of focus, of course, on the Magnificent Seven. And we have seen NVIDIA and Meta Platforms both being the market's main individual drivers in 2024. But we have seen financials, industrials, and energy sectors also outperforming the S&P 500's 9% year-to-date gain. So what we have seen is those sectors up quite significantly. And also at the same time, we have seen communication services and consumer discretionary also doing quite well.
We'll get to the Australian market in a moment. But I suppose the very important outcome last week was in the wake of the Fed that you actually had a considerable move lower where bond yields were concerned. So you had a two-year Treasury note down by 14 basis points to 4.6%, the 10-year down by 11 basis points to 4.2%. I suppose what was interesting is that the bond market was still prepared to sip from the Fed Kool-Aid, I suppose, in terms of, you know, most seasoned observers are quizzical as to whether or not the Fed is actually going to be able to cut rates by 0.75% between now and the end of the year. The bond market is taking the Fed at face value on this, it seems like.
They are. In fact, traders in the federal funds futures have increased their bets the Fed will cut rates in June to 74.5%. It was in the 60% range prior to the Fed meeting. And of course, I think traders have sensed a change in tone from the Fed. Growing comfort among policymakers with a slower road to their 2% inflation goal. Powell's obviously come out and said the path to their 2% goal will be bumpy as far as inflation is concerned. But markets,
in many respects, though, he's saying that the job is done.
Well, certainly as far as restrictive monetary policy is concerned, because financial conditions have eased. I mean, we have seen a $13 trillion lift in stock and bond values since October last year, for starters.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, we think that probably the FOMC has probably overestimated the progress it's made against inflation, is underestimating the risk of asset boom. So that's a big issue at the moment. Powell refused to mention markets and financial markets generally, despite the hotter than forecast consumer price data recently. And he's not really taking the bait as far as jawboning the markets down is concerned at the moment.
No. So I suppose these points become starker when you consider this week he'll be making a couple of speeches. So the question is whether or not that becomes more expansive than what was said after the Fed's decision last week. I think there was a very significant shift in the conversation. And that has been reflected in the share market. So you have now got, in year-to-date terms, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ each up by about 10%. The Dow lagging by a comparison. For obvious reasons, it's up by around 4%. So is this week, with the personal income and spending numbers at the end, going to be much of a challenge?
Well, it'll be interesting because of a couple of things. Of course, we've got a holiday shortened week for Easter. It's the end of quarter as well, end of the March quarter. So portfolio managers will be out there rebalancing their portfolios. So they'll have some impact as well. But the core PCE, or the core personal consumption expenditure deflator for February, that's likely to moderate somewhat, up 0.3%. It was up 0.4% in January. And in February, though, the year-on-year expectations for a 2.8% number. So we're gradually getting closer to that 2% number. I think the Fed is comfortable we're heading in the right direction, but it's going to be a slow.
They can see the whites of its eyes.
They can, but it's going to be slow. But interestingly, we heard from Atlanta Fed Reserve President Rafael Bostic on Friday, and he expects a single quarter point interest rate cut this year instead of the two he previously projected, citing persistent inflation and stronger than anticipated economic data. I'm definitely less confident than I was in December, he said, about price pressures easing. So that was an interesting segue into Friday's market. And we did hear from Jerome Powell. He spoke at Fed Listens. It was an event which didn't really include a monetary policy. The market was down anyway, as you said. We saw Nike shares fall 6.9% after the world's largest sportswear maker warned that revenue in the first half of fiscal 2025 would shrink by a low single-digit percentage. And to add to that theme, Lululemon Athletica shares slid 15.8%, did a downward dog after the company forecast annual revenue and profit below expectations.
I suppose, you know, those falls, 7% for Nike, 16% for Lululemon Athletica, highlights what the market does when it's a little bit disappointed. Like, you see aggressive reactions, and that has been almost universal. So the other point that I want to make is that, you know, this week really allows you to look at that growth and inflation picture side by side, because we get caught the revisions to fourth quarter growth as well in the United States. I mean, it's the last bash at it, but then still you get the opportunity to discuss how the trajectory for growth is going in the context of price pressures.
Well, it'll be timely because the US Federal Reserve actually revised up its GDP growth forecast for this year last week. So it'll have to head in that trajectory, one would think, for the markets to digest that. So two important pieces of data there, of course, in the United States. Of course, what we did see on Friday in Europe, Tom, was a fairly flat outcome there. That said, we saw British, German and Italian stocks outperforming regional peers. And that's because of the dovish cues that we got from major central banks last week. And we did see as well, at the same time, UK retail sales were flat in February.
That's right. So in terms of the commodity picture, it wasn't an emphatic one. However, we did see a general moderation. Oil prices moderated a little bit, but you've still got NYMEX light sweet crude oil trading around $80.63 US a barrel. So that was a decline of 44 cents or a half of 1%. Gold futures moderated somewhat as well, down by a little over a percent or $24.70 US per ounce to $21.60. And then we saw iron ore prices. They are consolidating, albeit at lower levels. So in the case of the COMEX contract, it's trading at around $110.64, which is down by a third of a percent.
So today in Australia, we're expecting to see the market up by just 7 points or 0.1%. And of course, as Tom's mentioned, those energy producers, gold miners, and also iron ore producers could be under some pressure. Probably why we're expecting to see a fairly modest outcome here today. There's nothing in terms of economic data today. The Aussie dollar, Tom, eased from 65.31 cents to 65.09 cents on Friday, currently trading at 65.15 cents.
So the countdown commences to a holiday shortened week. We're at the foot of the mountain. A small mountain.
We are.
So have a good day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting, and if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice.
Listener.